Why an ascot? Because I want my America back.
Set us straight, Roland Martin.
This morning from Los Angeles, Roland Martin on the phone. What's going on in Los Angeles, Roland?
Man, I'm playing in comedian George Lopez's charity golf tournament. So we have our foursome is going to be George, Anthony Anderson, Don Cheadle. We're all going to be rocking ascots on the golf course. So looking forward to that. And Tom, also, folks at Central State University, also hello, a fabulous commencement on Saturday. And so we had a great time. Bit chilly out there. Man, it was cool. But it was luckily we had those thick robes on, so that kept us warm. So, again, great graduation by all, and good luck to all the graduates. Not a great weekend, Tom, if you are Mountain Dew and Pepsi. Many folks may have seen this commercial that was done by Mountain Dew that many considered to be one of the most racist ever. And there was this commercial with a white woman who was on crutches, and she was picking out somebody who attacked her, all black lineup, and a goat. And this goat was making these comments about, you know, snitches get stitches and stuff like that. And it was done by a black director, but it was so offensive, Pepsi pulled it, took it off the television, websites, apologized profusely. But what does it say, though, when you have a black director who puts out a commercial that many perceive to be as racist? We turn to Tom Burrell, of course, longtime advertising executive, Advertising Hall of Fame, get his thoughts on it. Hey, Tom, got to get your thoughts on this. So what do you make of this commercial, which was, again, folks were going, wait a minute, all black police lineup, a goat, what's the deal?
Roland, can I disagree with you on the first point?
Go right ahead.
It was not a bad week for Pepsi.
No.
It was a good week for Pepsi because what we need to understand that this is a slick, purposeful marketing strategy on the part of the brand. You know, this whole thing is that all Mountain Dew is doing is appealing to its primary target, which is the youth market.
Okay.
The youth market is decidedly different from us. First of all, they are have been racially desensitized, and number two is that they want to do things differently than the way that us older folks do it. So it this kind of provocative, in your face kind of irreverence is right up the alley of the market. So, you know, remember that Pepsi is a serial offender. It's a repeat offender.
Yeah.
This is not the first or the second or the third or fourth or fifth time that their commercials have been called out for being offensive.
Now, this director, Tyler, the Creator, he was on Twitter, and he was saying that, look, people did not get the creativeness of this type of ad, and he did not see any type of, you know, negative stereotypes.
Well,
like
he's a product of the times. He doesn't see it because he's desensitized to it. They don't know what the hell they're doing to themselves. I mean,
hey, Tom Burrell.
Yes.
All right, Tom Burrell.
Hey, Tom, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
Good.
All right. Had Pepsi paid for the exposure that ad got through news media, how much money would they have paid to run that commercial?
There you get it. There you get
and
it.
And they got it all for free. How much money?
They got it all for free. And they
how much money? Give me a ballpark.
I can't put a price on it. But we're talking about millions. Hmm. We're talking about millions of dollars and
tens of millions
exposure.
Because that commercial ran on every news major news channel.
That's right. That's right. And what it does is it helps establish the brand as a part of that community that the market that they're trying to reach. So
you put out these crazy ads, and then you take it off after it gets all that exposure.
Yeah, you play it once and you take it off. And you take it off with a kind of a half-assed, can I say that, apology. And all they have to do is make a contribution to a civil rights organization or something. And it'll be all over with. Because they also know that we have a very short attention span, and that we'll be dealing with a different crisis du jour or issue du jour tomorrow, and they will go on, and frankly, they will stir up another issue within a short period of time. Remember, these are the same people who have signed up Snoop Dogg, Lil Wayne. They ran the commercial on the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Gotcha.
With the angry black woman and stuff. I mean, they have a tradition of doing this. They even did Michael Jackson before. I mean, when he was too hot for other brands to handle. So that's part of the DNA.
Tom Borrell, we appreciate it. Your book is Brainwashed, Challenging the Myth of Black Inferiority, where you break down a lot of this kind of stuff. Hey, man, thanks a lot.
Okay, all right.